Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Ayin Tes, and we're going to begin on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis on the first wide line, Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanan. We had learnt yesterday in the Mishnah that if the boss of the Karban Pesach became Tamei, we're not supposed to do Zrikas Adam on that Karban Pesach because it's not an edible carbon. Rav says at the beginning of the Gemara, however, that if Zrikas Adam was done, but the Yevit, it's acceptable. So the Gemara attempted to find the Manda Omer, who is the basis of such a Shita, and the Gemara identified it to be Reb Nosson. That but the Yevit, Reb Nosson would hold the Zrika works. But one more point, the Gemara said, even though Reb Nosson holds that but the Yevit, the Zrika on a Karban Pesach that's disqualified, still the Karban Pesach but the Yevit is kasher, that's only if there's a flaw in the meat. For example, the meat is tamei. But if the flaw is in the person, then the halacha would be that the Karban, even according to Reb Nosson, is disqualified. So ask the Gemara, Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanan, who's a Tana of the following Braisa? Shachta La'eichlov, if the Karban Pesach was geshachten for people who are qualified to eat it, the Zarka Damash Layla Eichlov, but the Zrika was done for people who are disqualified. HaPesach Atzma Kasher, the Pesach is Kasher, Vadim Yotzba Yidei Chavosai, and you could use it as a Karban Pesach. So the simple Peshan of the Gemara is that the Zrika was done with an improper thought, the Shechita was done with the proper thought. Another way the Rishonim explained the Gemara is that while the Shechita was being done, I had a machshava to do the Zrika Shaloi La'ichlof command. So at first glance it seems name Reb Nosson Hevel Lai Rabbanon, because according to Reb Nosson b'di'evid the carbon is kosher even if it was done improperly. According to Rabbanon they don't hold that way. Answers the Gemara, afil tem Rabbanon. This price could even go according to Rabbanon. Why? Because ein machshavas oichlam bezrika. When are you having this machshava about people who are disqualified to eat it? Either during the Zrika or about the Zrika. The point of eaters, of people who are qualified or disqualified, is a relevant point during Shechita. Why? Because during the Shechita is the time when people do the Shechita in order that it should be eaten. So that's when we have to shecht in order that people who can eat should be able to eat from it. Zrika is not done on the purpose of eating, and that's why it's a different din. Continues the Gemara, Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanan. Who's the Tana? The following Braisa. Haresha Yechayil B'Shah Shechita. Somebody was ill during the Shechita. V'cholim B'Shah Zrika, but he was well by the Zrika. Or vice versa. Cholim B'Shah Shechita, he was well by the Shechita. V'chayil B'Shah Zrika, but he was sick during the Zrika. Ein Shechita V'Zarkan Lof. You cannot bring a Karban Pesach for such a person. Acheish Cholim B'Shah Shechita V'Shah Zrika. Until he's healthy from the beginning to the end. Command. So name Rabbanan he. So the way the Chazanish explains the Gemara, name Rabbanan he v'loy Reb Nosson. Since we see the Reb Nosson is such a makel, and he holds that if you did the Zrika for a carbon that's disqualified, the carbon is still kosher, so certainly if the person was well by the Shechita, and he was just sick by the Zrika, why would Reb Nosson hold that the carbon is possible? Yet this Braisa says that the carbon is possible. Says the Gemara, Afilatem Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson can agree that this carbon is disqualified. Because as we said into reduction of the shear, Gavra the Chazir L'chila Binin. Even Reb Nosson, who's Mekel, says if the disqualification is in the meat. But if the disqualification is in the person, then even Reb Nosson agrees that the carbon is not. Here we're talking about a person who's sick. So the Gemara, the Braisa says that the person has to be well from the Shechita to the Zrika. So the Chazan Ish asks two interesting shailas. What's going to be the halacha that the carbon was nishchat and nizrak for a person who's ill on Erev Pesach, but by the time Pesach comes along, when you have to eat the carbon, he's going to be well. So do we follow the time of the Shechita and the Zrika, or do we follow the time of the Achila? So he says, there we follow the time of the Achila, the Shechita and the Zrika, not the Achila. But then he asks another shaila. What's going to be the halacha if, as we've been speaking for the last couple of days, you have to register for the Karban Pesach? when you registered for the Korban Pesach, the person was ill. But by the time they actually did the Shechit and the Zrika, he was okay. Is that also a factor? Or is only Shechit and Zrika being an ill factor? Because that's when the person, everybody agrees, has to be well. But if the fact that he was just sick, B'shas, they registered, and he was alright by the time they did the Shechit and Zrika, it may not be an issue. Continues the Gemara with one more brisa like this. Man tana lahadatana rabbanim. Who is the following brisa? Shachta b'tahara. If the Korban Pesach had a shechita b'tahara, v'achach nitmu abalim. And then the bialim become tamei before the zrika. The bialim become tamei before the zrika. Yizrik adam b'tahara. They should do the zrika sadam. V'ayoychel basa b'tuma. And the basar should not be eaten because the basar was brought after the bialim atame. Kaman, according to him, whom is this? Amar Revelezer, Kamach Lakishnuya. This is a machlaikis, Reb Nosson. And it's going according to Reb Nosson that even though the people are tame, the carbon is still kosher. So Rashi and all the Rishonim make a very obvious observation. We just finished explaining that even according to Reb Nosson, when does he say b'diyebed it's alright? If there's a disqualification in the carbon. But if there's a disqualification in the people, Reb Nosson will agree that the carbon is possible. Here, what's the disqualification? That the bialim became tamei. So even Reb Nosson agrees that it's not good. So why does Reb Elazar say that it will work with Reb Nosson? It won't work even with Reb Nosson. So therefore, Rashi says, Reb Elazar obviously disagrees with Rav, and he turns Reb Nosson even to a greater makel, even to a more lenient position. And not only if there's something wrong with the carbon, but the evid doesn't work, but even if there's something wrong with the person, does he say that the carbon will be acceptable. That's how Reb Elazar explains this brisa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says a big chiddush. Before we say Rabbi Yochanan's explanation, we have to explain the din, at least midoraisa. Midoraisa, if the carbon was nishchat when the people were tahar, but between the shechita and the zrika, most of Klal Yisrael became tamei. And the example is given is, let's say the nasi died, and we said earlier, if the nasi dies, most people went and became tamei. So the halach is that you do the zrika b'tuma, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem in the Mishnah today. If most of Klal Yisrael is tamei, we bring the Korban Pesach. And that Korban Pesach Medoraisa may be eaten. Tuma, if Roiv the Tzibur is Tuma, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. What's going to be the halacha, a different situation? Again, Medoraisa. If the people were tar by the Shechita, the people were tar by the Zrika, but between the Zrika, which takes place Erev Pesach in the afternoon, and the evening, most of Klal Yisrael became Tuma. The halacha is that the Korban Pesach is going to be considered that you brought it. But there, Midoraisa, you're not allowed to eat it. Now, the Rabbanan came along and made a gzera. And they said that even in the case where the Tumah took place between the Shechita and the Zrika, that Korban shouldn't be eaten. Why? Because people next year may make an error, and they say, you know, last year we were Tameh, and we were allowed to eat the Korban. And this year we're Tamei and we're not allowed to. Why? They're going to get confused because the difference when the Tumah took place. If it took place before the Zrika or it took place after the Zrika. So Chazal made a rule that you should never bring that, you should never eat that carbon. Now the Gemara goes into it. Rav Yochanan Mafil Tem Rabbanani. This Mishnah come according to Rabbanan. Hachem Ma'iskinen. We're talking about a Tzibur. The Fil B'Tumah Na'avdi. As we learned many times, a Tzibur when could bring the carbon even when they're Tamei. But now ask the Gemara, if we're talking about a tzibur, why am I nechel? You should be allowed to eat it. Betumah, why can't you eat it? It was brought, if the tzibur is tamei, if they became tamei before the Zrika Saddam, we just explained that midoraisa, they're allowed to eat it. Answer the Gemara, you're right. Midoraisa, you'd be allowed to eat it. However, gzeira, Chazal made a gzeira, shemi yitmu habalim, lach hazrika, maybe the balim will become tamei after the Zrika. And we just finished explaining that if the Shechita and the Zrika were done with Tahara, and then Klal Yisrael became Tamei, that carbon may not be eaten. The Yomru, and people will make the mistake of saying, Ishtakel lo nutanu, last year we ate, v'chalnu. Why? Because they became tamei before the zrika. Hashta, this year too, nechel, we should be allowed to eat it. V'lo yad, but they won't recognize there was a fundamental difference. Dishtaket ki yizrik dam, last year when the, by the time zrika came, baum tameim haver, the baum were already tamei, and that's why they're allowed to eat it. Hashta, this year, baum tarim haver. And that's the case, but since roivet at sibra tamei, that's why the carbon is a kosher carbon, even according to the rabbanim. Now the Gemara goes to say a different teretz. Vibay seima. What teretz? To the way we began the Gemara after the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if the basa became tamei, you're not allowed to do zrika sadam. Taught us Rav that b'di'evit, if you do the zrika sadam, the carbon will be kosher. We attempted to find the man, the Amr, that says that. So we work with Reb Nosson. Now the Gemara says, you know what the Tana is? The Tana is Vibay Seimer, Rav, Damak Reb Yeshua. Rav is going to hold like Reb Yeshua. The Tanya Reb Yeshua Aimer, Kol Azvachesh Vatayra, or Kabonis, Ben Shemnit Mebosser V'Chelev Kayim, even if the Bosser is Tamei, but as long as you have Chelev, Ben Shemnit Mechelev V'Bosser Kayim, if the Chelev is Tamei, it's unfit, but you have the Bosser, Zarek Sadam. Why? This is the Reb Yeshua that we spoke about so much in the previous shiurim. The Reb Yeshua holds that if ain't basar, ain't dam. You either have to have basar or you have to have chalif. So in all kabbonis, either have basar or have chalif. But that's by all kabbonis. Nazir. The halach is that when somebody's a nazir, as part of his tahara process, he has to bring a carbon shlomim, and the carbon shlomim has to be used to wave, to do tnufa and eaten. Voice of Pesach, or the carbon Pesach, which we're discussing. There, nitma chelev, if the chelev becomes tamei basakayim, zayruk asadam. You could do zrika sadam. Nitma basa v'chelev kayim. However, if the basa becomes tamei, and even though you have chelev, and even though by all kabbonis of Yeshua holds that if you have chelev, you could still do zrika sadam, here, ain't zayruk asadam. Why? As we said when we learned the Mishnah. Because the whole point of the Karma Pesach is the Basar, is to eat the Basar, and here all the Basar is Tameh. But the punchline is, Vimzarak, Yeshua tells us, Vidyevid, even though you're not supposed to do Zrika when the Basar becomes Tameh, Hurtzer, it'll work. That's the Manda Amr that says that even though the Mishnah told us don't do Zrika, Vidyevid, it's alright. One more statement Rabbi Yeshua makes, Nitma Baum B'meis. As we've been explaining in the whole shiur today, there's a difference if the problem is in the meat or the problem is in the person. Till now, in this piece of Gemara, we were talking about when the problem is in the meat. Nitma habasar, the basar is tamei. But what about nitma balim, that the people are unfit? Here, Rabbi Yeshua agrees that lo yizrik, and furthermore, he says v'mzarek lo hurtza, that it won't work even with the yevid. Because Rabbi Yeshua agrees to what we've been explaining, that there's a difference if the problem is in the meat or the problem is in the person. If the problem is in the meat, with the yevid, it works. If the problem is in the person, even with the yevid, the zrika will not be acceptable. Ask the tzlach, simple question. We have two terutzim. To who is the man, the Amr, that says that b'di'evit works? We have Rabbi Yeshua, who is explicit in a braisa. And we have Rabbi Nosson, who, if we recall in yesterday's shir, the Gemara made a deek. How do we know Rabbi Nosson says that? Because Rabbi Nosson didn't use the word posel, he used a different terminology. So ask the tzlach, the obvious question. If I have to choose Rabbi Nosson or Rabbi Yeshua, it's much easier to choose Rabbi Yeshua. There's no question what Rabbi Yeshua holds. Rabbi Nosson had to make all sorts of cheshbonos. So why did the Gemara wait till here to get to Rabbi Yeshua? Should have said right away, Rabbi Yeshua. So Tzlach answers, going back to Gemara we learned this week also, that in the previous shurim, we wanted to say that b'hashkaf rishayna, at first glance, the Mishnah on daf ayin vav on the base cannot work with Rabbi Yeshua. Because that Mishnah indicates that even though you have no basar, you have no meat left, you could still do zrika sadam. And we figured out a way to make it work, because we differentiated between a carbon tzibur and a carbon yachid. But at first glance, that Mishnah doesn't work with Rabbi Yeshua. So that's why the Gemara didn't want to say that this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, when we have a question if these Mishnayis Bechlal could go according to Yeshua. That's why even though this teretz is a simpler teretz, the Gemara didn't use it right away. So we learned in the Mishnah, B'mukdash me'enu kein. What did that mean? That by all other kabbonis, as long as you have either the meat or the chalev left, you could do Zrikas Adam. Says the Gemara, Masnisimani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Rabbi Shuihi. The Tanya Rabbi Shua Aymer, Kol Azvachish B'Tayru, all kabbonis in the Torah, Shneshtayim B'Em Kazayis Basur. Either you have a Kazayis Basur, or you have a Kazayis Chalev, you could do Zrikas Adam. Otherwise, you can't. Kazayis Basur, Kazayis Chalev. Let's say you have a half a Kazayis of Basur, which is eaten, and you have a half Kazayis of Chalev, so you have a Kazayis in total, but it's from different parts. The loch is Ein Zarek Sadam, because you have to have at least the Kazayis. Here you have no Kazayis, and the Basur and the Chalev cannot combine. Uba Oila, however, by carbon Oila, Afilu Kachatzi Zayis Basur, Kazatzi Chayis Chalev, even if you have a Chatzi Zayis Basur and a Chatzi Zayis Chalev, they do combine, and you could do Zrika Sadam. Why? Because the basar of a regular carbon and the chalev of a regular carbon are forensically different. The basar is eaten, the chalev is burnt. The basar and the chalev of a carbon oil are exactly the same. They're both burnt, so that's why they can combine. So there's an interesting shail in the Migdash David. He asks like this, what does that mean regarding the aimer of a carbon oil? Do we say that the aimer of a carbon oiler and the boss of the carbon oiler are still two distinct entities? Just because they have both a halacha that they have to be burned so we can combine them? Or, says the Midrash Tavit, that perhaps there is no din of an aimerin on a carbon oiler. On a carbon oiler, everything is bosser. Lamai nafkamina. Because the halacha is that when you burn the aimerin, you have to burn all of them in one time. If you burn the aimerin in two separate intervals, you're not mekayim the mitzvah burning. So what's going to be the halacha of the emerim of the carbon oil? If you say the emerim of the carbon oil have the dinner like all other emerim, those emerim have to be burnt in one time. If on the other hand you say there is no dinner of emerim on carbon oil, there's only basar, and by basar there is no din that it has to all be burnt at one time. So even if you'll burn the emerim of the carbon oil in separate intervals, you will still have done the mitzvah properly. Says the Braisa further, Ube Mincha, Abi Shikula Kayemis, even though the Mincha is still here, La Yizrik. Don't do Zrikas Adam. So the Gemara's question is obvious. In a Mincha, there's no dam. In a Mincha, you have the carbon made out of the flour and oil, but where's the dam? Mincha Mahavirite, why are we talking about Zrikas Adam? Says the Gemara, Amra Papa, Minchas Nesachim, Minchas Nesachim. The halacha is like this, that when somebody brought a carbon, with the carbon, he had to bring along a carbon mincha. What are we learning now? That when you bring a carbon, in order to do Zrikas Adam, part of the carbon still has to be in existence. Basar, Amarin, something. What's going to be the halacha if the basar is not here, the Amarin is not here, but the mincha you brought along is still here? Since you have to bring along the mincha with the carbon, and it's considered like I have something left, and I could proceed with doing Zrikas Adam. That the mincha is not considered part of the carbon, and therefore, if it's just because the mincha is still here, if there's no basar or amram left, you can't do Zrikas Adam. Ask the Gemara Chelev and Nolan. How do I know that if I have some of the chalev left, I may proceed with doing Zrikas Adam? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Umata Ben Mishum Rabbi Shu Bechananya, Dama Kra, V'hikter HaChalev L'Reich Nichoich L'Hashem. Teaches us the Pasuk. Chalev Api Shein Basar. As long as you have chalev, you can proceed with Zrikas Adam. Ask the Gemara, Ashkechon Chalev. That's very good about the chalev. The Pasuk is teaching us that if you have chalev left, you could do Zrikas Adam. But you know what else has to be burnt on the Mizbeach? The Yeseris HaKaveg, which is the diaphragm. The Shtei Kloyus, are the kidneys. Menolon, that if that's the only thing remaining from the carbon, you could proceed with Zrikas Adam. Yeseris HaKaveg, Shtei Kloyus, Menolon. Heicham Rinin the Zakinin. How do we know that we could still proceed with Zrika, even if we just have those two items? Answers the Gemara. Midik Tani, since we just finished learning b'mincha, api shekula kayemis, that by the mincha, even though you have the whole mincha, lo yizuk, you can't proceed with zrikas dam. What is the braisa teaching us? Mincha hu deloy. The mincha is not enough to allow you to proceed with zrikas dam. Aval, anything else, even yisaras hakavod, even shtei klayos, shaper, that's enough to let you continue zrikas dam. Menolan, ask the Gemara, how do I taka know that? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan de Omar, Omar Kro, L'reich Nechayach. The Pasuk says, in the Pasuk that we just quoted, Zahikta Achelev, and the Pasuk continues, L'reich Nechayach, to teach us, Kol Sha'ata Mal L'reich Nechayach, anything that's brought on the Mizbeach to be burnt, its existence allows us to proceed with Zrikas Adam. Continues the Gemara, V'itzrich L'michtav Chelev, and the Pasuk had to specify the Chelev, V'itzrich L'michtav Reich Nechayach. Dikas Rachmana Chelev, had the Torah only written Chelev, have min a Chelev in. Only the Chelev, the existence of the Chelev, allows us to proceed with Zrikas Adam. Yisaras HaKav V'shtei Klois Loi, but the Yisaras HaKav V'shtei Klois aren't adequate to allow us to continue Zrikas Adam. Kas Rachmana L'reich Nechayach, that even though, even they are enough. V'kas L'reich Nechayach, but if the Torah would have said Reich Nechayach, have a min a Kol Island Reich Nechayach. Anything can allow us to proceed, even the mincha. That's why the Torah wrote chaylev, that it has to be something that's part of the animal, like the chaylev, like the yisaras hakaved, like the shtei kloyos. The mincha, which is not part of the animal, cannot give you the ability to continue with zrikas adam. Teaches us the Mishnah, nitma kahal arubai. If all of Klai Yisrael or most of Klai Yisrael become tamei, so we're going to learn the halacha is. This is the halacha that you bring Pesach Sheni, that you could bring it on Pesach Rishon. Even though normally people who are Tamei bring the carbon on Pesach Sheni, here they could bring it on Pesach Rishon. So there's an obvious question. If Nitma Kol, if everybody's Tamei, the halacha is you bring it on Pesach Rishon. So, if Rubai, if most of Klai Yisrael is Tamei, the halacha is you already could bring Pesach Rishon. So certainly if everybody's Tamei. So why did the Mishnah have to tell us Nitma Kol or Rubai? The Mishnah should have just said Rubai. The Mishnah should have just said Rubai, Rukubalai, and I'll understand. So the Tzlach answers a very important teres l'aloch l'maisa. He says that what the Mishnah is telling us is, let's say you'll have a situation of Roiv of Klai Yisrael's Tamei. So we're saying you could bring on a Pesach Rishon. But what's going to be, maybe you would suggest that the people who are Tor should remain separate. At least they should do it right. Teaches us the Mishnah. Don't separate yourself. And if it's Roiv, treat it like Kuloi. And everybody should be together. And the Tamehirim should work together with the Tameim. Continues the Mishnah. Oishay Kahanim Tameim. Let's say the Kahanim are Tamei. So the Pais can make an interesting observation. When it comes to speak about the Kahanim, the Mishnah doesn't use the same terminology as it used by the Israelim. But the Israelim it said Kuloy Arubai. But the Kahanim just says Kahanim. So they want to suggest that why isn't the Mishnah used the same Lashon? Because by the Kahanim the halacha will not be like we just said. And by the Kahanim the halacha will be that if you have some Kahanim who are Tamei, and most of them are Tamei, and that's why since most of them are Tamei, you bring it on Pesach Rishon, still the halacha will be that the Kahanim who are Tahirim should keep themselves separate from the Kahanim that are Tamei and not allow themselves to become Tamei and remain separate. That's how some Mefarshim learn. Other Mefarshim say that the halacha on the Kahanim is the same as the Yisraelim and don't break Klal Yisrael, don't break the Kahanim into two groups. So why did the Mishnah use the same terminology? Because it was relying on what it said at the beginning of the Mishnah. It doesn't have to repeat the words Rubai Kulai. Ashayai Kahanim Tameim. If most of the Kahanim are Tameim, the Kol Tameim, even though Klai Yisrael is Tamei, Yasu B'tumah, make the carbon Pesach B'tumah on Pesach Rishon. Nitma Mirakol. However, if it's a minority that became Tamei, HaTahirim Oysetz Rishon, the Tameim make Pesach Rishon, V'Tameim Oysetz Rishon. Tana Rabbanan teaches us a Braisa. Hareisha Yisrael Tameim. If Yisrael were Tameim, the Kahanim and Klisharas Tameim, and the Kahanim and the Klisharas are Tahirim, Oy! Shai Yisrael Tahirim. Klai Yisrael was Tahir. V'kahanim v'klesharas Tameim. V'kahanim v'klesharas are Tamei. V'afil Yisrael v'kahanim Tahirim. Most of Klai Yisrael is Tahir. Most of the Kahanim are Tahir. It's just the klesharas that are Tameim. Yas v'tumah. Make a v'tumah. because we don't want to have separation. Shein Karban Tzibur Chalak, we don't want to divide it. There's a question which we don't have time to go into. Why didn't our Mishnah speak about Kli Sharis? Our Mishnah, Kli Sharis was saying, has the same din as the Yisraelim or the Kahanim. Why didn't our Mishnah speak about the Kli Sharis? Says the Gemara, Om Rav Chizda. Now Rav Chizda says, now that we learned that if the Kli Sharis, and what does the Kli Sharis mean? The Kli Sharis means the knife, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, it means the knife that's used to shech the carbon. Says the Gemara, Loi Shana Al Shenit Ma'at Sakim Tamei Meis. When the Braisa just taught us that if the knife is Tamei, if the Kli Sharis is Tamei, most of the Kli Sharis are Tamei, you proceed with the carbon Pesach, and from here we see that you're not allowed to shech the carbon Pesach with anything but a knife, because the Gemara Masechta Chulin says that Shechita may be done with midaraisa with other items, but a carbon Pesach obviously can't, otherwise we wouldn't have a problem. Use a bone or use a reed, obviously carbon Pesach has to be used a knife. So when is this halacha applicable? If the knife touched somebody's atomic mace. And let's just review some dinim that we've learned. The halacha is like this: a mace avi avoy satoma. Somebody touches a mace, is an avatoma. Normally, somebody touches an avatoma becomes a rishon atoma. There is one exception. The exception is a metal utensil. If a metal knife will touch an avatoma, it will become an av. One more word of introduction. Midoy raisa, a person can only become tummy from an av, not from a rishon. That means midoy raisa, an av is metama od v'kelim, people and oichlim and mashkin foods. A rishon midoy raisa is only metama oichlim and mashkin foods, not people. So now you have like this. This knife touched on a via avatoma. The rechmana the Torah tells b'chalal cheref. That the knife becomes an avatoma. So now what happens? The knife touched an avatoma. What is the status of the knife? It's an av. Now this av touches a person. What is his status? He becomes a rishon. Become a tamul agavra. The mikara. The mikara kemis avit. So when this person is bringing the karma pesach, mis avit becomes betumas aguf the karas. He's going into the base of migdash when he's tamei, because midaraisa is tamei. And the Torah tells us that he could do it. But what will be the halacha? So before we go further, Taisus asks a very interesting question. Taisus says, so that's why we're makel. Taisus says that even though the person became tamei by touching the knife, we let him go into the Beis Hamikdash because that's most of the knives are tamei. Ask Taisus, I have a way of avoiding him from going into the Beis Hamikdash. Use a very long knife. He'll be standing outside the Beis Hamikdash compound outside the Azara and have the animal inside the Azara. So why can't you do that? And you don't have to come on to any shilas of walking into the base of Migdash when you're Tamei. So Taisus answers that it's very complicated to do this kind of operation when you have millions of people bringing Karim Pesach. So from here we see, ask the Mepharshim, that you're not allowed to, what are we accomplishing? So the person who's Tamei is not going in, but the knife that's Tamei is being brought into the base of Migdash. So some Rishonim say there is no Issa of bringing a Tamei utensil into the base of Migdash. Others say that we're talking that you're not bringing the whole knife into the base of Migdash. Part of the knife will be outside, part of the knife will be inside. When is there an Issa to bring something Tamei into the base of Migdash? When the whole thing is being brought in. Not when it's you. Taisus says another way of doing it is that you should shech by holding something around the knife and you standing outside. So Mepharshim asks, it's a chatzitza between you and the knife. So Mepharshim say a beautiful pshat. The issue of a chatzitza, since the halacha is shechit k'sher b'zor, and by a zor there's no din of chatzitza. The din of a chatzitza by shechit is between the knife and the animal, not between the knife and the shaychit. So there's no good. You need Kli Sharis even though it's a Zor, but there's no inyan of a chatzitza between the person and the Keli because the person's a Zor. Continues the Gemara. Avon Nitma Asak Mish Tumah Sheretz. What's going to be the halacha, says Rav Chizda, if the knife became Tumah through a Tumah Sheretz? So now let's understand. The Sheretz is an Av. The knife is a Rishon. A person won't become tamei from that holding that knife, because midrash, as I said a moment ago, a person doesn't become tamei from a rishon. What will become tamei? Only the meat. The basar who the matame, because a basar does become tamei from a klish, from a rishon. The basar the matame, the basar can become tamei from this knife. Legavro loy matamele, the person can become tamei from this knife. Here, tyron of it, tamei loy of it. Here we won't let you use tamei the people to bring the Karban Pesach. Why? Because even though the basar is tamei, but mutav yochel betumas basar belaf, it's better that the only isser that we're doing here is eating meat that's tamei, which is only an isser laf, vayochel basar betumas aguf shebikaris, versus letting people who are tar become tamei, because that is an isser karis. Alma kusavar chizda. Obviously, what is the fundamental reasoning of Rav Chizda? And this is something we've been speaking about. Tchumet chuyah b'tzibur. It's reluctantly the Torah let us do it b'tumah. Since it's reluctantly, whatever we could do less of an issa, we do. B'kein amar Rav Yitzchak, tchumet chuyah b'tzibur. And therefore, if we could avoid making the people tamei, or using tamei people, we try to avoid it, even though it will mean that the meat is anyway tamei. Sras Emes says, interesting halacha, he says, in a year that the Karban Pesach is brought because Tumah D'Chuyah B'Tzibur, and we're saying that you're allowed to bring it and you're allowed to eat it, that year you should only eat a kazayis for the Karban Pesach. Because since the Gemara is saying it's reluctant, so you have to eat a kazayis. Normally you're allowed to eat more than a kazayis. You can eat as much as you want. But here, since it's only because of Tumah D'Chuyah, you should only eat the minimum, which is a kazayis. The Masham asks a different question. The Masham says that the shear of tumah is a kebaya. The shear of achila is a kazayis. So what's the problem? It's not the right shear anymore. It's only kazayis. It's only kazayis. So what's the problem? So
I'm sorry.
The halacha is that food is only tummy when it's a kebaya, when it's the size of kebaya. How much karm pesach do you have to eat? You have to eat only kazayis. So he says, take off a kazayis, and there's no problem of tumah. So why do you ever have a problem? So he says that's part of the halacha of Karban Pesach, that it can't have any vestige of tumah on it. One more interesting shaila. We're saying here that if most of Klal Yisrael is tameh, you could bring the Karban Pesach. Most of the Kahanim are tameh, you certainly could bring the Karban Pesach. What's going to be the halacha on a regular Karban? We spoke earlier, if a Karban tamid, if most of the Kahanim are tameh, you could bring it b'tumah. B'mayadoi. What's going to be the halacha by Karban tamid, most of the Kahanim are tahar, but most of the Klal Yisrael are tamei? Could you bring it b'tumah or not? So many Mefarshim say it's only by the Karban Pesach which is eaten that we take a consideration the status of the Yisraelim. By Karban Tameh which is not eaten by the people, even though they're the Bailim, it's a Karban Tzibur, we don't take their status in consideration. We only look at the status of the Kahanim, not the status of the Yisraelim. Rava disagrees with Rav Chizda. Rava holds, I just told you his statement outside, it makes no difference why the knife is tameh. Whether if the knife is tameh because it's an avat tumah, because it touched the tameh mace, or whether the knife is only a rishonot tumah because it touched the sheretz, it makes no difference. If there's tumah, any type of tumah, we could allow everything to fall, and tameh the people could be brought in to do the carbon. Rava Omar, afilu tmeim nami avdi. If the knife is a rishon l'tumah, I let tamei kayan do the avoida. My tama, so he says, the ksiv abasa shiiga b'chol tamei lo yoichol. Beish yusarif, the pasuk here talks about the meat, v'abasa kol tar yoichol basar. And here it talks about the people. So Rava says, they're connected. Kol heichad lo kirin b'abasa shiiga b'chol tamei lo yoichol. Wherever I could eat the meat b'tahara, like kriyin by v'abasa kol tar yoichol basar. Then I have to be careful about the people. However, kol echad the kriyin by v'abasa shi'iga b'chol tamei lo yoichol, kriyin by v'abasa kol tar yoichol basar. What he's saying is that it makes no difference what the tumah is, whether it's the people with a chiyuv karis or it's the basar which is the chiyuv lav. Once we have a situation that it's mostly tamei, we can be makel. We've been talking that what utensil are we talking about? We're talking about the knife. What's going to be the halacha, the Mefarshim want to know, about the kelim that are used for Kabbalah, to receive the blood? Will they have the same din? Chaznish says that if most of the Kli Kabbalah are tamei, it will have the same din. Or perhaps the Kli Kabbalah are not the same as the knife. Itma. Says the Gemara, Hareisha Yisrael Mechta Tar and Mechta Tamei. You have a situation that half a Klai Yisrael is Tar and half a Klai Yisrael is Tamei. What do you do? Rav Ama Mechta Mechta Kuroif. We treat it like Roif. We'll see in a minute what that means. Rav Kan Ama Mechta Mechta Enik Kuroif. Explains the Gemara. Rav Ama Mechta Mechta Kuroif. Halol Oysel Atzma, Halol Oysel Atzma. Everybody should bring Karban Pesach and Pesach Rishon. But here the Tahirim and Tamei remain separately. Rav Kan Ama Mechta Mechta Enik Kuroif. Tahirim should do Pesach Rishon, Oysel Nisal Rishon. Tameim should do Pesach Sheni. Ikadami, a different version of what Rav Kahana said. Mechza, Mechza, Eina Karoif. Rather, Tahirim, Oysel Nisal Rishon. Tahirim do Rishon. But Tameim, Eina Oysel. The Tameim don't do Loyas Rishon, Loyas Sheni. They don't do either. Why? But Rishon, Loyamdi, they can't do Pesach Rishon to Loyav Aruba. They're not Roif. And the Loch is that only time, when can a Karban Pesach be brought Pesach Rishon betumah? Only when you have a majority. You don't have a majority here. B'sheni lo yavdi, you can't do a Pesach sheni to lav miyutei. They're not a minority, and only a minority is pushed to Pesach sheni, not a majority. And like Tosfos says, what's part of Rav Kahana's problem? Because he says you can't have a situation that half a Klai Yisrael should, that Klai Yisrael should do it separately on Pesach Rishon, because we don't want to have, like we said many times in today's shiur, and we'll continue saying, a separation in Klai Yisrael, not making the carbon together. Says the Gemara. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Nit Mekala Rubai, if most of Klai Yisrael, or all of Klai Yisrael become Tamei, Oishay Kanem Tamei Vakal Tairim, or if most of Kanem Tamei, Yathib Tumah. So we make Karban Pesach Rishon B'tumah. What is the Braisa teaching us? What is the Mishnah teaching us? I'm sorry. Rubahu Dav the B'tumah. When could the Pesach Rishon be brought? B'tumah? Only when you have Roif. Ava Palga Palga Lo Yav the B'rishon. If it's less than Roif, you can't do Pesach Rishon. Kash L'Rav, that says that even if you have less than Roif, you could do Pesach Rishon. Amlach Rav, so Rav answers you. This is how you have to understand the Mishnah. Ruba Av the Kula B'tumah. If you have Roif, they all do it together, betumah. Palga, palga. They still should all do Pesach Rishon. However, in such a situation, halol oisel atzmon, halol oisel atzmon, keep them separate. Hach naim stab, says the Gemara, this is the way it makes sense to learn Pishan in the Mishnah. The Tani Sefer, let's learn the end of our Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah said, nitna mirakol, if it's a minority that's tameh, there, tahayu noisel tzarishon, tahayu make Pesach Rishon, v'tameh make Pesach Sheni. What is the Mishnah teaching us? Miyat hu da avdi b'sheni. It's only a miyat that make b'sheni. But what about if it's not a miyat? Palga palga loy avdi. Don't make it Pesach sheni. Rather make it b'rishin. V'alo loysen latzman v'alo loysen latzman. Ask the Gemara al kashal Rav Kahana. The end of the Mishnah is a clear problem with Rav Kahana, because the end of the Mishnah clearly indicates that it's only a miyat that makes Pesach sheni. But a palga palga, half and half, make Pesach Rishon. Rav Kahana didn't agree to that. Amla Rav Kahana, nitmu miyata kol. This is the way you have to learn Pesach in the Mishnah. If a minority became Tamei, Tainas Rishon, Tahir make Pesach Rishon, the Tamein Oysus Hashani. Or Palgo Palgo, what about 50-50? Tahir Oysus Rishon, and the Tamein Ein Oysus Lois Rishon of Lois Hashani. They don't make either. Says the Gemara, Hotenach, that works out according to the second version of Rav Kahana. The Lishnah Bastards of Kahana, that said that in such a circumstance, these Tameim don't make not Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara, Elach Lishnah Domer of Kahana. According to the version of Rav Kahana, that said, Taharim Moisins are Rishon, the Tameim Moisins are Sheni, the Taharim make Rishon, and the Tameim make Sheni, Michael Meima. What are you going to say? Here it seems that they do make Sheni. From the Mishnah it's Mashma, they don't make either. Amlach Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana is going to explain the Mishnah like this. Hua din, dafila palgo, palgo, nami tarnim is Rishon. The same din will be that the Tahir make Pesach Rishon, and Tamei make Pesach Oysen is Sheni. So the obvious question. If the halacha is that even by palgo, palgo, this group that's Tamei make Pesach Sheni, so why did the Mishnah have to choose to talk about a case of a miyat? The Mishnah could have told me a bigger chiddush, that even if it's palga, they make Pesach Sheni. V'hadiv tani miyat akol, why did the Mishnah choose to speak about this case? Eidah the tani reisha ruba, since in the reisha we speak about a roiv, that's when everybody makes Pesach Rishon, so to stay symmetrical, Tananam is Sefer Miyutai, even though Allah would be the same, even if it's Palga or Palga. Says the Gemara. Tanya Kavos Rav, there's a Braisa that's like Rav, and Tanya Kavos Rav Kahana Kutrei Lishni. The Braisa that learn like both versions of Rav Kahana. Tanya Kavos Rav, how you saw Mechzatar and Mechzatameim? It's half and half. Halal Oysel Atzman, Halal Oysel Atzman, everybody makes Pesach Rishon, just make it separately. Tanya Kalishan the Rav Kahana, Horatio you saw Mechzatar and Mechzatameim. Again, Tari Moisin Sarishin, the Tmei Moisin Sashani. That's like the first version of Rav Kahana. V'tanya Kalishna Brasna Rav Kahana, like the second version of Rav Kahana. Hareisha Yisrael Mechzatar and Mechzat Tmeim. Tahari Moisin Sarishin, the Tmeim Ainan Oisin Sarishin, the Lois Sashani. Now, ask the Gemara. L'Rav or L'Lishna Brasna Rav Kahana? According to Rav and the second version of Rav Kahana, how are they going to understand the Brice that says this is clearly in contradiction to what they say? So they explain the Brice like this. We have a situation there was half Tahirim and half Tameim, but now if you combine the women you'll have Rav Tameim. However, this man the Amma says Noshim Rishon Rishus. Women aren't even mechuyev to bring Pesach Rishon. So since they're not mechuyev, they can't be taken into consideration. Dal Noshim Tameim, so we take them off the count. If you take them off the count, Havalei Tameim Miyutai, the Tameim are now the minority, and Miyutai Yitchel Pesach Sheni. That's why that Brisa says that you make it on Pesach Sheni, even though Rav and the second version of Rav Kahana says you don't make it on Pesach Sheni. Next. Lelat Rav, or Lishta Kamdi Rav Kahana. According to Rav and the first version of Kahana, Hadatanya, this that we learned in the Braisa, Tarin Esen Sarishin, that Tarin make the first, Vatayim Meim Enoin Sarishin Vlaisa Shani, they don't make it all, Hech Matatzle, according to Rav's first version, they all make Pesach Rishin. According to Rav Kahana's first version, they make the Tarin make Pesach Rishin, Tamei make Pesach Shani. This Braisa clearly says differently. Rav will explain it. Kigon Shah Yisrael Machs Tameim and Machs Tarim. We're dealing in a situation where Klai Yisrael is 50-50. V'noshim Oitvus Al Tarim. But now we take the women into consideration, and now we have a majority of Tahirim. V'kasava this Braisa holds, Noshim Barishin Tchayva. The women are Mechuyv to bring Kavim Pesach. Or Kavim Rishin, or B'sheni Rishos, but they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So now let's figure it out. Barishin Lavdi, so in such a situation, the Tmeim won't make it on Karban Pesach Rishon because they have a Miyut. Because the Tmeim are a Miyut. Because now that we combine the women, we have a Roiv Tahirim. Or Miyut Loyavdi Barishon. They don't make it Pesach Rishon. However, B'sheni Loyavdi, they don't make a Sheni. Dal Noshmanayu. As far as Pesach Sheni is concerned, women are not taken into consideration. Why are they not taken into consideration? Because they're not Mechuyiv. So it's a situation of Palga. Palga, only a meat makes a Pesach Sheni, not a half. Or Palga loy avdi b'sheni. Or Rav Kahana, the Omer Palga navi avdi b'sheni. That's how Rav could explain this Braisa. But how would Rav Kahana explain this Braisa? Rav Kahana says that even a Palga makes Pesach Sheni, Hochma Tatzle. He'll explain the Braisa this way. Kigon she Yisrael mechza tar and mechza tamayim. Klai Yisrael is half tar and half tamayim. V'noshim mashlimus tarim, women make it roiv tar. He holds again Ksava Noshim Rishon Chayva or Brisheni Rishos. And the first one, the Chay, the second Rishos. Brishon Le'avdi, Davle Palga Palga. It's 50-50. Or Palga Palga, Brishon Le'avdi. Brisheni Le'avdi, you know why? Because Dal Noshim, we take the Noshim out of the count. Dal Noshim Inayu, Mir Tahirim, Vavle Tmeim Ruba. Now we look only at the Tmeim. Here it's not 50-50, it's most Tmeim. Most Tmeim, Le'avdi Brisheni. Ul Rav Kahana, according to Rav Kahana, that the other version that says that you don't make it all. Haratanya Resha, you saw Mechzatarim, Mechzatameim. Halola Oysen La'atzman, Halola Oysen La'atzman. That everybody makes Pesach Rishon. Heich Matritzlei, how will he explain it? When he said that you make it on Pesach Sheni, when he says that you don't bring it all, I'm sorry, I just want to explain this again. Rav Kahana in the second version says that it's 50-50. The people who are Tomei don't bring it all. Here it says they should bring Pesach Rishon, just bring it separately. Amar Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana says the Gemara of Kahana is going to have to agree to Tanaihi, that what he says, not everybody agrees with. Ikle mandam mechsa mechsa kroiv. There is a mandam that holds the 50-50 is like roiv tmeim, and you can bring Pesach Rishon. Ikle mandam mechsa mechsa ene kroiv, and therefore they do not bring at all. And that's Rav Kahana's personal opinion, even though this Brisa doesn't hold that way. Before we end the shir, I just say a nice vort. Here the Gemara said, there's a mandam that says the women on Pesach Rishon or Chayv. So I saw interesting shaila that the Gemara says, we'll learn the Gemara, that in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael did not bring the Korban Pesach because it was mostly Arelim. They didn't do a bris meal in the Midbar. So you had a situation of Rav of Klal Yisrael being Arelim, and Rav Arelim, you can't bring a Korban Pesach. Ask the Mefarshim if women are Mechuyiv, so add all the women into the count, plus all the men that have a bris, so you'll have a Rav. So why couldn't they bring a Korban Pesach in the Midbar? So I saw a very nice teretz. We learned a Taisus in Daf Gimel Mebeis, that Taisus says that only somebody who owns karka, who owns property, could bring a Korban Pesach. So now, in the Midbar, nobody owned any property. They weren't in Eretz Yisrael yet. So what's the answer? The answer is that they were promised that they're going to get the property. They're going to get Eretz Yisrael. Who was promised? The men. Not the women. So the women can't bring the Korban Pesach in the Midbar because they don't have property. The men can't bring the Korban Pesach because they were mostly Arelim. That's why they didn't bring the Korban Pesach.